While the prospects for the possibility of intelligent alien life in the universe at large seem to be dropping in the literature as of late, I'll be covering a paper on that soon that doesn't simply provide a solution to the Fermi paradox, but instead dissolves it completely, the prospects for simple alien life within our solar system have done nothing but rise. This has particularly been the case for Mars. Recent work very much supports the possibility that some form of microbial life could have existed, or may yet exist, on that world. But there are also the ice shell moons, such as Europa, where active life may exist in its oceans. Whether it in fact does exist, and how complex it might be, remains to be seen. And what we find at Europa will answer an extremely important question. Say we find life there. If we find very simple prokaryotic organisms, and say they arose billions of years ago, then that might support the idea that the move from prokaryotic to eukaryotic life is the great filter that might make intelligent life in the universe extremely rare. Conversely, if we drilled into Europa and found more than that, say we found jellyfish-like creatures or some analog of tube worms hanging around thermal vents, and all of it is absolutely unrelated to life on Earth, then we know that complexity of life in the universe would probably not be rare. And in that case, intelligence also may not be rare. Of course, at the rate that we're exploring Europa, SETI may well find a radio signal that preemptively answers that question for us. But Europa is only the strongest possibility for aquatic life. There are many other places in the solar system where liquid water seems possible. This list grows, and with the exploration of Pluto revealing that it probably has a liquid water ocean underneath its surface, that opens up the possibility that other objects like Pluto in the Kuiper Belt may also have oceans, conceivably allowing for scores of possible places where life might exist within our own solar system. But another strong candidate on that list, Saturn's moon Enceladus, has given us yet another clue that it has all of the ingredients needed for life to arise there. Enceladus has an interesting feature. Instead of being locked up completely under the ice, cracks in the ice allow water from the ocean below to spew into space, which makes for convenient study of what might be in the ocean below. In a study done by researchers at Heidelberg University, link below, they detailed the detection of complex organic molecules in Enceladus's plumes by the now-destroyed Cassini spacecraft. And it wasn't just trace amounts of organics. The plumes contained significant quantities, so much that an initial mission to drill into the moon itself and detect life may not even be necessary, with everything spewing out of the moon and into space, opening the way for easier study. But since Cassini's instruments were never designed to detect complex organic molecules, the knowledge is limited, and there is no smoking gun for life on Enceladus here, just its building blocks. But add that with the recent evidence of nutrients in the waters of Enceladus that could be used as food for microbes, as well as evidence of hydrothermal vents at the bottom of the ocean, the evidence builds that Enceladus is ripe for life to either have arisen already or to arise in the future, depending on how long that takes on a moon thought to be relatively young. Tantalizingly, however, while the organics that they did detect are not necessarily an indicator of life, merely some of the materials that life uses that could be abiotic products of the environment around the hydrothermal vents, also, those same organics would be present in the biological remains of microbial life. Who knows what Cassini detected? Thanks for listening. I'm futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently plugging my first book instead of Supermind because my first book actually features Europan space jellyfish that are absolutely delicious. But back to fixing my computer, which has recently started talking and seems to have inexplicably adopted an English accent. That was weird. Not sure what's up with that. And be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channel for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.